strain is taking its toll on work in Japan. Transportation costs are affecting ministry in Congo, and a grad is taking a ministry to new heights. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Japan's recovery from unparalleled disaster is moving forward, but there's still throngs in need of survival basics. The local church is emerging as an unsung hero in this situation. Asian Access's Jeffrey Sonnenberg says,
"We've seen some great examples of churches just going out into the communities, helping to deliver supplies to people who need them, helping people to clean out their homes, get the muck and the junk out of their homes. So pray for the churches as they go out as hands of Christ."
While the Japanese have responded with great dignity, the strain is taking its toll. Asian Access teams are in place to help.
We see people being more open to hearing about Christ. But to be honest, a lot of the effort up until now is just being able to get people the most basic of needs. Now we need to focus a lot more on the spiritual needs as well.
They're raising the funds for the next phase.
Now we're looking at how we can be supporting the local churches that are there reaching out to their hurting communities.
There's a matching grant and more details online. Meanwhile, evangelism could be at risk in Nepal. Since the country's Hindu monarchy was overthrown in 2006, plans have been in place to turn Nepal into a secular democracy. The new constitution is going into effect in May, but Open Doors USA reports that the latest provisions in the religious freedom section prohibit anyone from converting someone else to another religion. This could mean bad news for evangelical believers trying to spread the gospel. Learn more at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. When one door closes, another opens. Every Child Ministries experienced that firsthand last fall when their youth ministry training program was closed down. Transportation costs are so high in the Democratic Republic of Congo that after 2 weeks, no students were attending. Lorella Rouster says it could have been a major setback.
The children of Congo have been receptive to the gospel immensely so ever since we have started working there many years ago. It's just that many of the churches have felt inadequately prepared to reach out to them.
But the closing of the training center allowed ECM staff to focus on training churches to reach out to children instead. Since the fall,
over 100 churches in Kinshasa have recently started reaching out to their own children and youth that did not have any youth ministries before.
Next, while college football in the United States ended in January, spring football practice opened this week. One football player knows what his focus will be on this year, on Christ. Starting quarterback for Michigan State University, Kirk Cousins says God has given him this platform to point people to Christ.
There's not many things that 75,000 people come and watch you and they boo and cheer you depending on how you do. And so there's pressures, there's no doubt. But that only causes me to have to stay that much closer to the Lord and that much closer in my faith walk.
With the help of Athletes in Action, Cousins is able to surround himself with Christians, which helps sharpen his faith. Cousins is challenging young athletes to honor God in everything they do and develop relationships where they can share their faith. The end goal is to see people turn to Christ.
Sometimes things happen overnight, but a lot of times they don't. It takes time and effort over a long period of time. When you choose to, like I said earlier, honor God above all else and try to make a difference in guys' lives, it doesn't return void.
And finally, Mission Aviation Fellowship is thanking God for answered prayer. Last year, an anonymous donor gave a $1.7 million grant to purchase a Kodiak airplane with the condition that somebody else had to match it. That match has been met. MAF will soon take delivery of these planes that will save money and fuel costs while increasing payload. This will allow MAF to service missionaries and other workers more effectively. More planes are needed to replace the aging Cessna fleet. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, just go to our website or call 1-800-995-4828. You can also receive our daily e-blast at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.